9 different pieces. If it's too late, we could stop. It's a lot. Some really good stuff tonight. The first one is from the Chassam Sofer in the very beginning, the second pasuk of the parsha. Ve'eir el Avram, el Yitzchak el Yaakov, ve'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. HaKadosh Baruch only showed and shared his name of Shakai to the Avos, but with respect to the name Hashem, he didn't share with them. He only shared Shem Hashem with Moshe Benu. So there are different reasons why, which names were shared. So the Taras Moshe, the Chassam Sofer, gives his own suggestion. He says, if you look inside, he named Mashem Atzinu Gavi Avos, HaKadoshim, She'atzilim Miyad Oyveim. That all the Avos were saved from whoever was attacking them, whatever tzara they went through. Zehaya B'Shem Shaka. The Shem Shaka, the name Shakai, Hainu Kamo She'Peres Rashi, Gavi Yaakov B'Pasuk, V'Kel Shaka Yitain Lechem Rachamim. It's a form of Rachamim, compassion. Misha Amar Lo Olam Odai, Yomar Dai L'Tzarasi. The one who said the world should stop, to enough creating, he put a pause to the world's creation, and now let the world just take its course. He's the one who said, die enough for the tzaras. V'yitain lechem rachamim, and he gives rachamim. Avalo matzinu shehera lehem mishpat urishim la'akram. That never do we find that a Kadosh Baruch Hu punished any of the enemies of the Avos. Nimrod, lo nisraf be'esh midah k'neged midah, Nimrod through Avraman, we don't see Nimrod getting punished. Gam l'lavan lo matzinu puranias, Lavan never went through anything, all the tzaras he gave Yaakov. Gam Esav halach v'tzliach ma'od. Esav was very successful. Ad shiyavo ha'eshiyal moshiyim b'artzion l'shprod is harisav ha'eshiyal l'shem l'lucha. He did very well for himself. Where do you see punishment? Hinei yaduah, the chos manshel nasa nekama b'risham. We know. So long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take out revenge on the evil, ein shmol she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Hashem's name is incomplete. Ve'eino meshamesh b'shem havaya Baruch Hu. We can't use Hashem's name either because it's incomplete. L'chach, therefore, l'chein, Amar Kasev ve'eir Avram ve'el Yitzchak ve'kel Shakai, Shmi Hashem lo nadati lechem. The name Hashem, Yudke Vavke, was never used for the Avos. It's only used when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to start taking the Kama and start taking revenge, so now Hashem could complete his name. So now we see the Eser Makos. I'm reading the rest outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts taking revenge. He starts instilling punishment in Mitzrayim. And now as he's wiping out the enemies, now Yudke Vavke, that Shem Hashem is becoming complete and Shalim. And so for that reason, since the first time we see Hashem using Nekama, now the Yudke Vavke name, that is the one that's used by Hashem. Okay, next. This is a very, very, very important piece from the Drasha Ran. The Otzer Plus the Torah quotes this from the Ran. Very important piece. About different types of speakers and orators. And he asks a question, and I'll explain outside, you can follow if you want, but I'll just explain outside. He wants to know, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make Moshe Rabbeinu with a speech impediment? He couldn't say with his lips any buzz or mems or pays, he couldn't pronounce them. In fact, they say that they knew Moshe was the right savior, the right hero, the Moshiach, when he said Pakot Pakadi, those were the words, he couldn't pronounce a pay. He'd say akad akadati, whatever that would be. But when he was able to say pakad pakadati, that was a rye, that was a nace. He couldn't say pay or bays or anything, a mem. So why was Moshe Benu created that way, as the one to receive the Torah, as the one to let out the Klai Yisrael? And he asks further. The Gemara says, how come Moshe Benu was called the Na'ar if he was only a child of Tinok? And so one opinion says because he had a voice of a Na'ar. So the Rabbi Nechemiah says, are you making Moshe Benu to be a Baal Mum now? That he speaks like an adult when he's a newborn? So asks Iran that how deep his voice is indicative of a mum, how much more so the inability to pronounce certain letters is certainly a mum. So how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu let Moshe Benu have such a big mum? So look what he writes here. Look at the second paragraph, Haran. Haran herich b'teruzo. Kasev ki hutzrach Moshe Rabbeinu lios arios fasaim legode malaso. He needed to have this speech impediment for his greatness. Why? The Torah was given by him. The Torah Nikres Al Shemo was called by him. Torah So Moshe Avdi. Vilu Hayalot Tzach Lashon. If he had a pure, crisp way of speaking, it wouldn't be so impressive what the Torah had. What would be impressive? Him as a speaker. He's a great orator. He's got great vocabulary. He's got great energy. He convinces us. He's a manipulator. Whatever it is, they wouldn't appreciate the Torah. They would only appreciate him. Hashem knows the nature of the world. They're amazed, fascinated by great speakers. And lepamim, Omer Adam Davar Echad, Ava Pisha Davar Batmo Eino Tov B'Tachas Adov. A guy could, real great speakers could convince anyone of anything because they're so great. Mikol makom machmashu ba'lashon u'mamtik dvar betachas lashon, because he's got a great power and control of language, his vocabulary, his everything about him. Hu arim o lashomim, he just makes it so sweet and easy to listen to. Kimishu tzach lashon mamtik es dvar, he could sweeten his words. And therefore, says the Rana, kein ilu haya Moshe bein lavashom tzach lashon, had he been such a great speaker and a great orator, hayu omrim shal kein devei Torah musukim lashomim. You know why the Torah is so sweet? Because Moshe is a great speaker. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a bad speaker, so everyone should know it's not him. It's the Torah that's masak. It's the Torah that's sweet, which is a great pshat of the Drashas Haran. Okay. Number three, the next one. Also very nice. So this is a very important lesson. This is a good lesson. The first one, by the way, of the Ran, not that, I mean, a person, there are Gemaras that a person should speak well. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about when a person gives a shir and a drasha, he should be clear with his language. No one should make any mistakes. He should be, engaging. There's such a concept. But at the same time, it could take away with the substance that's being shared. So the next one, the shla, it says in the pasuk, Elu Shmos B'nei Levi. And he says, why when it came to Reuven, if you look in the pasuk on top, it says, Elu Rashi Beis Avosam. These are the heads of the Avos, of the Shvatim. And then it says, next to Pesukim, Elu Shmos B'nei Levi. Why did it say the names of Levi? By Reuven and Shimon, it says these are the people, but by Levi, it emphasizes the names of Levi. So it's an incredible point by the Shla. Madua HaTorah Hosifa B'nei Levi Es HaMilim Ve'elu Shmos. Why did it say these are the names? Mashalo Kasa B'nei Aaron V'nei Shimon. It doesn't say the word Shemos or Shmos by Reuven and Shimon. And the Levi Yada Sheshifta Lo Haya Begalus. Levi knew that his Sheva was not placed in exile. They were not enslaved. They were able to walk around freely. Lo Yis'ani B'avodas Parach, they would not be subjugated to the terrible back pain, back-breaking work. V'ratza B'chol Ma'odo L'shtathe B'tzara Tzibur. And Levi wanted to be part of the Tzara. He didn't want to just sit on the side and just, have a good time. He wanted to feel the pain. Ma'a, so what did he do? Kara Levanov Shemos Al Shem Galus. All the names of his children had a name correlating to the Galus. Gershon Ki Gerim Hayu Ba'aretz Lalehem. They were in a foreign land. Kahas Ki Ko Shinem. Their teeth were knocked out. Merari Ki Maru Es Chayem. They were having bitter lives. All the names of his children. Levi himself didn't experience the Avdus, but he felt it through the names of his children. He was saying, I want to feel your pain as much as I could. I want to empathize with you. That's what it means. Ve'elu shmos b'nei Levi. Lomar l'cha Levi hishtatev. He joined them. B'tzaras hatzibur as best as he could to feel their pain. L'chein elohim shmos b'nav gershon kas merari. U'kvar muchazal b'nin maseches tainis. B'zman shet tzibur shari b'tzar. When the tzibur is going through great pains, al yomer adam, a person shouldn't say, I'm good. I've got plenty of money. It doesn't bother me. I've got food, I've got drink, I'll mind myself, and I'll be okay. I'm okay. A person has to trouble himself, pain himself. So that's a great pshat of the Shla. Again, the lesson being that a person has to feel as much as he could to partake in people's pain, to nosub al chavero. But that's why Levi named his children this way, and that's why it says Elu, Ela, Shmos, B'nei, Levi. Okay, this next one, it's hard to read, so I'll just say it outside. It's Abir Yaakov of Yaakov Abu Chatzera. So, it's hard. What? You hard to make it out. Moroccan, yeah? That's right.
On paper. Yeah.
So, so he says, that, commenting on the Pasuk, that all the makas, the mak of the mater, the matah which had the tzach, dash, achab on the Rosh tables of the Eser Makos was on the matah. So he writes here, and again I'll explain this outside, that the Mefarshim explained that everything in Mitzrayim was all b'zuchus avos. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, everything was b'zuchus avos. That's, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram we'd go down, we'd walk out the Ruchosh Gadol. It was all in their zuchus. He points out he has a lot of gematrios in Abir Yaakov, gematrios in Shemos Hashem. I might be actually starting a shiur down in Boca about the Abir Yaakov as well. Some Moroccan chevra down there. So I met a nice Moroccan on the plane actually the way back here.
And you love to speak about it.
What? Love to speak about it? Live to speak about it. Nice guy, yeah. So,
they're all nice.
So he explains as follows. The gematria of the Tzach Adash Bachab is 501. Imakolo is 502. That's the same exact gematria as the amount of years all the avos lived. Right? It was 147 plus 180 plus 175 is 502. So the years of the avos is the same exact gematria as the tach adash bachab im hakol plus one. So that's how he says there's a correlation between the zechuyos of the avos and the zechus that they and the eser makos of them leaving Mitzrayim.
What's the plus one?
You could always do plus one if you want. It's called im hakol. Im hakolel is the word itself or the concept itself could be one. So we have that a lot of times, plus one. You know, when you use it, when you don't, you use it at your convenience, but it's not a made-up thing. It's brought down Rav Yosef Engel, I once saw. He brings a number of different explanations why. Imakol means Hashem. Hashem is one. The famous one is Rosh Hashanah. We don't eat in egos, because egos is gematria chet. But it's not really true. It's off by one. Egos is Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zayin. So that's what, 4, 10, 17. Chet is 18. So egos plus one, however, equals chet. So that's, you have this concept. Okay. So now let's go to the next one. Taima Dekra. This is maybe a more well-known one, but it's kedai to see it inside. Taima Dekra is from this Rav Chaim Kanievsky, but he quotes from his father, the Stipler, which appears also in the Stipler's Sefer, the Birchas Peretz. So, but this is just it's well known. All the Sfarim quote this piece. He writes, by the Tzardeya, we know that each time they hit the frog, it multiplied. So the Tal Tzardeya, there was one frog. Perish Rashi, Tzardeya achas haisa, vahiyu makin osa, vahiyu mitase nechilin, and it would just produce, shoot out more frogs. V'chein ha'bemejish, tanchuma shayu mitrim, makin osa, vahiyu mitazes. Hinei, kisharu mitrim, hamakim osa, when the mitrim saw that they hit the frog, kaidei zeh, he mosifu latiz, tzfardim harbe, it would produce more frogs. Halo das nosen, isn't any intelligent person, shetrichin hafzik malakosa, stop hitting the frog. Very simple. Would stop more frogs from coming. So why didn't they stop? It's a basic lesson about ma midas hakas omeris. What's the anger telling us? Adraba, mechaven shemosif lehatiz kol shekain vekol shekain shetzichin hosif lehisnakim. Each time the frog let out more frogs, they got angrier and they wanted to take revenge when the frog hit the frog back. Even though logically it didn't make any sense, but emotionally they were overtaken by their anger, and therefore vekol shosifu. Lahatiz hosifu lakos. Each time they hit it, and more frogs came out, they got angrier and angrier. The chamasa mbarabem, and there were a burning fire of anger inside. The kachazah chalila, get them going on and on and on. Hey, mosifu lahakos, lahisnakim. They hit, they took revenge on the frog, and the frog shot more frogs. He hosifu lahatiz nechil nechil ad ki batichasa esaris mitraim, until the whole land was covered in frogs. The chain hubachomakum shikos. This is the nature of anger. Kim yishmu acher pasan, if a person hears their disgrace, they're insulted by someone, v'lo yashivu, and they don't respond, yishtake adavar lalat, it just goes away. Don't instigate, don't get bothered. Aval kishma shivin, l'shkenag, the guy insults you, and you want to say something back to him, that escalates everything. Harehu mosiv lahashiv l'umaso, keina keina, it's going to go back and forth, you know, worse and more, greater magnitude, greater anger. And it gets worse and worse and escalates. So that was, again, a very basic lesson, but he pulls out from the story of the Mitzrim and the frogs. Okay, next one we are now, page number 6. And this is a very nice one. They're all very nice. But the Sefer Otzer Chaim, one of the Likut Svarim I have, so he asks a question from the Chafetz Chaim. Here, when it came to the Makkah, which Maka was this? Tzfardeya. So Moshe Benu davens to Paro, and the next day the frogs go away. Very simple. Asks the Chavetz Chaim, Parshas Chukas, they were surrounded by Nechashim HaSrafim, all types of dangerous poisonous snakes in the Midbar. Moshe Benu davens, it doesn't go away. Hashem says, you want to go away, here take a staff, a Sraf al Nes, and hold a snake, shabarzel, and that everyone looks at it, it'll stop the magefa. So why did the tefillah work by Tzardeya but didn't work by the case of the Nechashim in the Midbar? So this is the Chavetz Chaim, l'shitaso. What was the difference? So look what he writes halfway down. Ha'inyanhu. This is the answer. This is the idea. Ki l'chol yesh tshufa. Everything has a solution. Everything has a tshufa, medicine. Chutz mi lashon hara. Lashon hara is the only thing that doesn't have one. Ha-mekatrek ha-nivra b'lashon hara, the mekatrek, that angel who goes against us from our speaking of Lashon Hara, e'efshar lehasiro. The Chavetz Chaim, that's what he stood for, among many other things. You cannot remove the mekatreg of the Lashon Hara. Ki omeidu mekatreg v'efshar lehashtiko, you can't keep him silent. The more a person talks, k'moshe mesaper Lashon Hara, amad v'siper b'fiv l'ratza l'shtok. Because what's the mita k'negin mita? Reuven would stop, he wouldn't stop speaking Lashon Hara. So the mita k'negin mita is the mekatreg won't stop speaking at you either. He goes on and on. There's no way to stop it, says the Chavetz Chaim. U'mecheven she'onesh hasraf in ba'al avon Lashon Hara. K'moshe kasev ha'idab her'am be'elkim of Moshe. So the nation was speaking bad about Moshe. Lashon Hara, that generated the Nechashim. Therefore, l'chein lo ho'ilu tfilas Hashem Moshe l'hasin l'gamre. It didn't work. And that's why they needed the other Eitzah, l'nasin l'kadosh baruch hu, Eitzah eich l'rafez anashachem nachash, to help heal those who were bitten, but there was no tefillah to just get rid of it, because when it comes to Lashon Hara, the Mekatrig is far worse than any other Avera, says the Chavetz Chaim.
Stronger than Moshe's
tefillah? Yeah. It's just a powerful thing. Okay. The next two are both related to the Makkah of Kinim. So it says here, it's just a good, nice taich of Psukim and Tilm. Tilm, of course, is full of many, many complicated, sophisticated Psukim. So it's nice to always have a taich of a pasuk that we say. So it says, Hayala Kinim Bechol, it's the Ituri Torah, one of the Likud's farm as well I have. Hayala Kinim Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. If we say the Hadavarim B'parashas Seinu, in terms of the order, we know, it was the Dam Tor there, Kinim, it was the third one. Makas Kinim, Hashlishis, B'seder HaMakos, Lefnei Makas Aruf. It came before Aruf. Ulam B'tehillim, HaSeder HuAchet, appears differently, the order. Amar Vayavo Aruf, Kinim V'chol Gvulam. In the Kapitel Kovei, it says Aruf came before Kinim. That's incorrect. Kinim Achrei Aruf, that's not correct. So Hezbra L'chachu, this is what it means. So again, this is just a taich in the pasuk there. Shemakas Kinim ba pamayim. Kinim actually came two times. Berishon originally came, Kishalatma came as an independent makkah, as the third makkah, as Dam Tavadai Kinim, a makkah shlishis. But it came yet a second time about in makkah's aro, when it came to wild animals. So then, Shebo ko minechayas ramasim, all other animals came, including the Kinim. Gama Kinim ha'yibusochim, they were also there, and they caused them another, all the other tars that gave before, they had a second round of the Kinim. Uvazeh ba hadakasha arov Kinim b'chol makam. B'chol Gvulam. So that was the, came twice. All right, interesting taich of the pasuk. Another understanding of Kinim, if you look in the bottom here, Otos HaTorah, quotes from the Gra. It says in the pasuk, Gumalu Bate Mitzrayim Es Ha'arov, V'gam Ha'adam, not Kinim rather, this is about Arov, that the, all the houses were full of Arov, V'gam Ha'adama Asher Heim Aleh, and the land upon which they were on. So the Mepharshim are bothered by that language, the Adama Asher Heim Aleh. What does that mean, the land upon which they were on? So the Gra and the Sefer Chanukah HaTorah, they explain based on a Mishnah Maseches Klaim. There's a particular animal, Yesh Nachaya, in the second paragraph there, Nachaya Shenikres Adne Hasada. The masters of the land, the field. And the nature of this animal is, he Hayidoni Hamuska B'Torah, it's called Yidoni. What is the nature of this person? Umitibura, from its belly button, Yotze Chaval Aruch, there's a long rope, a long umbilical cord, I guess. Hameschaber la'aretz, that's connected to the ground. V'chol chiyusa aydeya chevel ha'kashu la'aretz, and it gets its nourishment from the ground. It has to be attached to the ground. U'benituk ha'chevel hi tamas, and if it's separated, it gets snapped, so then the animal is going to die. V'chayezu terefes kol miskarev ela, and anyone who comes close, the animal kills that person. This is the animal that's mentioned in the Mishnah of Maseches Klaim. So says the Gra, hinei makas arov bo kol suge chayos arov, all wild animals came. Every single type, including this animal. V'gam adnei asadeh ha'isa tzricha. This wild animal that was attached to the ground also came. L'avol l'mitzrayim. V'eich tava, how could it come? Harei aydei shetisnasek meharetz tamas. If it's separated from its life source, the land, it's going to die. So how is it going to get over here? Says the Gra. Zesh amar v'gam ha'adama asheheim aleh sheba im ha'adama. It came with the land along with it. It came with attached, I don't know how much, like a mound of dirt came along with it, so it could stay alive and then wreak havoc in Mitzrayim. So that's what he says it means, v'gam ha'adama ha'sheheim aleh, and the land upon which it was on, upon which it lived from, that came along with the animals of the Arov. Okay, final one, Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin is commenting on the end, the very end of the parsha, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city to daven when it came to Barad. Why did he leave the city? So Rashi says, because in the city there's Avodah Zarah. So you look inside. Perish Rashi, es ha'ir, k'mo min ha'ir, he left the city. Aval besoch ha'ir lo hispalo. He couldn't daven for the barad to stop within the city. The fisha ha'isa melea gedulim. It was full of Avodah Zarah, full of the idols. V'chein yisa b'medrash rabba b'kan shalo ha'ya Moshe chavich l'hispalo besoch Mitzrayim. He didn't want to daven in Mitzrayim. Mipnei sha'isa mutunefes b'gilum. He had so many Avodah Zarahs. The kasha asks Amaral Diskin, Hogavi makas arov, k'siv hinei nochi yotze me'am chavi aitarti al Hashem. But arov, it says Moshe davened right away. It didn't say he left the city. It sounds like he davened in Mitzrayim. The k'mokin gavi svardim, k'siv vayetze Moshe v'aron me'im paro. They left paro, vayitak Moshe al Hashem, and they immediately davened. It doesn't say he left the city. The mashma mizet etekef acher yitziyasa mi'beis paro. The moment he left the palace, his palo el Hashem. V'yav pishaya od besochai, even though they were still in the city. So Maishna Gabi Bar, how come by Barad Hayotz Meir he had to leave the city because all of the Gilulim is Bala Besoch Choma, so he had to leave the walls of the city. But by Barad, by Tardeya and by Arov, he davened within the city. What's the difference? So this is a big chap. All Mara Diskins Pshatim are all nice chap. Says, who or what was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim? The sheep. Where do the sheep hang out? They hang out in the fields. They're not in the city. So he was able to daven in the city normally because they were all out in the fields. But when it came to Makas Barad, the Pasuk says, finally, some Mitzrayim started to follow it. The Chap, this guy knows what he's doing. Maybe I should look out. Maybe Barad's going to kill my leftover flock. So then they started bringing in the sheep, the Pesukim say, into the houses. They brought the sheep into the city. So now this is a problem to daven. He couldn't daven because the sheep were the idols. So that's why he had to leave Dafka for Barad. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. Shkoyach again.